morning. Welcome to Students in Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Yiwen and your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. By cure, we are saying that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, depression, and eradicate a myriad of disorders such as asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, and infections without the use of drugs, surgery, or the need for endless therapy of any kind, including the NBE method itself. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. We have been proving this claim with remarkable cases. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show to discover how Dr. Tong cures diseases that were previously thought incurable. Stay tuned for our incredible cases this week. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are we doing, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
So,
okay, we have three guests scheduled today.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the first one is a return guest, Claudia. She had 7 years of problem with rheumatoid arthritis, extremely cold, painful, on many drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems I saw her when she first presented to me was big nodules on her finger joints.
Mm-hmm.
And also her hands start deviating to the small finger. We call ulnar deviation.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes severe, your hand become deformed and she could not make a fist. And so she's been 2 months off medication. She's on the line now. Let's get on the line. Get her on the line. Claudia? Hello?
Is Claudia there?
Claudia?
Yeah!
Hi!
Good morning!
How are you?
Good! For our listeners, Claudia, this is her third time on our show now. She's been on our show June 9th, show number 37, and June 30th, show 39. The first show you were on, you only came to Dr. Tong to see him maybe 2 times, I believe?
Yeah, I started going to see Dr. Tong in June 6th.
Okay. So 3 days before the first time you were on our show, and the second time you called because your rheumatoid factor and your blood test turned out negative.
Negative, okay? Yeah, exactly.
Which is incredible after being positive for 7 years.
Yeah.
And very high.
And very high. Every time that I try to take the drugs that they give me, many drugs. So every time that I try to stop them, the factor was really, really high, like going to the sky.
Wow.
So yeah. The drugs were just suppressing the rheumatoid factor. Even with the drugs, they were still high, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to your symptoms when you take off your drugs?
If I didn't take the drugs, that was for me very, very hard to move. Like, if I didn't take the drugs, I was in pain, and for me, it was like feeling like an old machine without oil. Like that.
I see, yeah.
So everything cracks, everything was like painful to move around.
Okay, so you have been off the drugs for, how many drugs were you taking?
Zero.
No, how many were you taking?
How many what?
How many were you taking before you
started? Oh, I was before I saw you, I was taking Celebrex, but before that I was taking Dayco, Prednisone, Plaquenil, and
methotrexate.
Yeah, methotrexate.
That's a very toxic drug.
That is a very, very toxic drug, yeah.
Chemotherapy.
Exactly, that is an oral chemotherapy.
Yes. they use to treat cancer. In fact, I had a patient who had severe rheumatoid arthritis. Nothing works, and they put her on methotrexate, and it caused skin ulcers on all her toes. And then she ended up with all five toes in 1 foot amputated, and she got infected with the bone. Going to ICU, they have a barrier surface planned for her 2 times. We saved her. Her name was Diane. Her testimony was on our website, drtong.com, for listeners who want to check it out.
We're working on rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But now you're off the methotrexate.
Now you're off.
I am out of everything. And at the beginning, I was taking like painkillers, because of course I have been with arthritis for 7 years, and I didn't expect that after 1 week everything was going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be realistic, even that I wish that happened. But so I was taking one or two Aleve per week.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since 2 weeks ago, I have not taken any of painkillers.
Wow.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
And how are your hands now? How are the nodules and your
arms? They are almost, my hands are almost perfect now. They look like before. So my right hand is the one that had more trouble. So it's amazing, the change. It's really, really amazing.
How about the nodules? The knots?
They were very big, like inflammation all around.
Yes.
But now I couldn't close my hand. That was really hard to close.
Yes.
And so now I can close that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, then not only the nodule is better, so you can move her hand, and the only deviation, now her finger is more straight now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I want listeners to learn. Rheumatoid arthritis can be cured. This is not really early stage, when you are still young, okay, like Claudia, okay? All the deformities can be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get it too hard, too late, then I can stop the pain, stop the progression of the disease, but cannot reverse the deformities.
Right.
So come for treatment earlier.
Right.
Don't take any more drugs.
Yeah, that's the problem, because a lot of people resort to you as a last resort, and
yeah,
by that time they're so toxic and it's been so long that it's much harder to treat.
That is absolutely the wrong thing to do. We should be the first resort, okay? Because we treat the underlying cause of problem, enhancing and restoring the body's function, getting the body back on its own feet, doing its own thing without any outside interference.
Okay.
So get you back to be like a normal person that only eat normal food.
Without drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, and also I can say that my left foot, oh, that was I couldn't touch that, and now it's amazing good. It's you too see the difference that
yeah.
I used to and what I'm right now. I'm really, really happy, and I really wish that everybody go to Dr. Tong and finally find somebody that really is going to help, like he's helping me.
Right, eventually you will not need to take any drugs, and you will not need to even take our treatments.
Yeah.
That, I want to emphasize that. That would be
right.
What we mean by cure.
As long as you adhere to the proper nutrition.
That's right. Very important.
And lifestyle.
It takes two parts. We reverse the disease for you. You have to do the right thing in life.
To do your part.
Yeah. Eliminate those factors that cause the disease in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That we teach you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Claudia, thank you so much for coming again on our show. Your story is so wonderful, and we're so happy for you.
Yeah,
I'm really happy. I'm very, very happy to be able to have the Dr. Tong around.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you soon. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you very, very much, and good luck for you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
We're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Claudia. That's the third time she's been on our show, because every time she goes on, she has good news for us. The last time she was on our show, her rheumatoid factor became negative after 7 years of very high positive results on her blood tests. Now the nodules in her hands are gone. Her oral deviation is straightening out. Call us at 714-556-8664.
Okay, we have our second guest on the line. She was a former patient of mine when I was in Long Beach, and I let her tell the story. Let me get her on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Steven, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. Can you tell us how you met us and what you do and where are you from?
Yes. Well, I'm here in Orange County, and I met Dr. Tong 4 years ago. Yes. No, 3 years ago.
Yes.
Because at that point, 4.5 years ago, I got a lung infection.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to 5 specialists here in Orange County, and no one could figure out what was wrong with me. They knew I had a lung infection, but they didn't know why. And no antibiotic would cure it. I would finish with the antibiotics, and 3 days later, it would be back. They tested me for every imaginable disease, and everything came back squeaky clean. And one pulmonary specialist told me that I would probably have to be on antibiotics the rest of my life because it was just an incurable situation. They sent me to Scripps Institute. At Scripps, they could tell that there was definitely something wrong with my lungs, but they didn't know what. And then I was referred to you, Dr. Tong, and you explained to me why I had the lung infection and why it wouldn't clear up.
Yes.
Yes.
First, for the listeners, what were your symptoms? Were you coughing? Were you having chest pain, shortness of breath, sputum, and what?
Yeah, all of those. And what would happen, but aside from that, when I would go off the antibiotics, in 3 days, it would start with this tightening in my chest.
Yes.
And I could feel like I could hardly breathe. And the pain, it was just this incredible pain in my chest. And aside from that, I felt very sick, you know, very flu-like, body aches, you know,
mm-hmm.
all over, fatigue, I had to go to bed.
So how long did you suffer from the infection before you came to see Dr. Tong?
A year and a half.
Wow.
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
Five specialists, including the Prestige Scripps Institute.
Yes.
So you went through these symptoms, intense symptoms, continually for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And you were on treatment for a year and a half.
I was on high doses of all different types of antibiotics, trying to find one that would knock it out. Nothing would.
Did you get any relief at all?
Only when I was on it.
Mm-hmm.
But all it did, the antibiotics would just get the infection under control so it was tolerable.
And then as soon as you got off it, it came back again.
It flared right up and I was back in bed.
Did you still have the chest pain while you were on antibiotics?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about other tests? Did they find anything positive during the time you were sick?
No. As one internist told me, everything came back squeaky clean.
Yeah, everything is negative.
Everything is negative. And he said, you know, but I know there's something wrong with you. I just don't know what. And then also, being on antibiotics so long, I started having constant yeast infections.
Mm.
Yes.
You know, I mean, antibiotics aren't good, you know,
right.
on the basis either.
Exactly.
So the treatment actually makes you sicker because the problem with the infection is not the virus or bacteria. The problem has to do with the environment. Let me give you an example. We had the Boston Tea Party. Are the rioters responsible for the riot?
Yes.
No, the rioters were not responsible for the riot. It's a high taxation. Let's say another example. If we block the freeway for number 5 freeway in Santa Ana, and then 5 months later, 6 months later, nobody do anything to clear it, and then we start a riot. Are the rioters responsible for the riot? No. It's because the environment's ruined. The living units around the environment does not have the food, does not have the law enforcement, does not have the sanitation service. That means that potential, every living creature has potential to go into become a criminal and become a rioter.
Yes.
When the environment is no good. So with the conventional approach, you go against or go after the disease or go after the rioters, go after the infection agent. With our treatment, we correct the imbalance, underlying imbalance and balance of body, and that's how we cure you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what happened when you came to me 3 years ago.
Okay, I came to you, and it was something that you said when I first met you that really flabbergasted me at the time.
Yes.
You know, you said you knew why I had that lung infection.
Yes, I knew and I know.
You do.
Yes.
Well, you've had a lot of sadness in your life.
Uh-huh.
And I said,
yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe no more than anybody else. No, you have. Because this sadness, different emotions affect different organs in our body.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember at that point thinking, oh, yeah, right.
You were denying it. You were denying it. Those were too traumatic, so you just internalize and hide it and bury it.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I said, well, oh, come on. And he said, yeah, remember Lyndon Johnson in that speech, I come to you with a heavy heart?
Mm-hmm.
Sadness is in the chest. It affects the heart, it affects the lungs.
Yes.
And it just shuts it down.
Right.
So the chi can't flow and the body can't heal itself.
Right.
Well, you're a very good student.
Well, I remember that.
Yes. So what happened after the treatment?
I started getting better.
Yes.
And I started cutting back on the antibiotics.
Mm.
And then within about 2-3 months, about 2.5 months, I was cured.
Yes.
Off the antibiotics. And here's the situation. I was told I would have to be on antibiotics the rest of my life.
Yes.
And it was cured. And you know what? It's never come back.
Wow.
Right.
Never come back.
So you went back to work. Now what makes you come back this time?
Oh, gosh. Yes. The middle of April, my knee went out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a locked position. And the kneecap had slid off. It was from an old injury. So I had surgery.
Oh.
And then... Yes.
That was a mistake.
Not even thinking. Yeah, I just...
You forgot about me.
That's right. Well, you know, I didn't
again.
I just thought, oh, well, this is something that is an orthopedic. So I went and I had the surgery, not even thinking, you know, about you, Dr. Tong, and I'm sorry, and I paid a price for that.
Right.
And then after the surgery, I went back to work, and then I became very physically ill.
Mm-hmm.
And unable, I had been sick for 2 months, and then my knee within the past week has started getting worse, mm-hmm. and I was back in the knee brace, and I was walking with the crutch again.
After the big operation.
After the big operation, when everything was taken care of, my knee went bad again.
Not only that, okay, you have a lot of other symptoms. Can you tell us what those were?
Well, the chronic fatigue.
Yes.
Oh, you have chronic fatigue.
Yeah, I have the chronic fatigue syndrome, and it's like everything came back from the chronic fatigue. And then, doctor, you explained to me that where I was cut on my knee is where one of the meridians in the body is.
Right.
And I said, well, it just amazes me how a bad knee could make me get so sick all over.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than just one meridian. The meridians are the freeway that supply energy and your emotional energy to the different organs.
Right.
So when they are blocked, that's what causes a local pain.
Yes.
That's also caused the malfunction of the different organs. The spleen, the kidney, the gallbladder, the liver, and so forth. So your organs were not working. That's why you were tired. That's why you were depressed.
Yes.
Your face was dark, and you just, you know, you had... A lot of them is due to your stress.
Yes.
And a lot of them is due to the fact that you're not eating right. You have forgotten about the things that I asked you not to do, and you do the wrong thing.
That's right.
You feel good.
And this is something that I think that a lot of us do, aside from being, when you're depressed, you like that comfort food. And also when you're exhausted and you feel very fatigued, you think of sugar.
Yes.
Carbohydrate.
Number one.
Yes.
Caffeine.
And that's the worst thing you can put in your body.
I was doing all three big time.
So how do you remember us?
Well, you know, I thought Dr. Tong was able to cure me with the lung infection that no other doctor was considered incurable. He is the only one that's going to be able to get me through this.
So what happened when you came back to me? What did I tell you?
He told me, why did you have surgery? You should have come to me first.
Right.
And I said, God, I wasn't even thinking, because I think so many of us think when our knee goes out, we don't even think, the only thing we think of, orthopedic surgeon.
That is a big fallacy. Mm-hmm.
That is something that I think that the general public just has a tendency to think.
Drug and surgery should be the last thing you think of.
Right.
But that, unfortunately, in you know, Western culture, that's the first thing we go to.
Yes. So what happened with all the symptoms after my first treatment
After my first treatment, when I came back the second time, I was off the crutch. I no longer had the knee brace on.
Wow.
The pain.
How about the other symptoms? Your fatigue, your depression?
I felt happy. I physically, overall, my whole body was stronger. I had more energy. I was able, and plus I've had all sorts of insomnia. I was able to sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
After the first treatment?
After just one treatment. I couldn't believe it.
And you were able to stand on the bed feet?
Yes.
I was
showing off to you, doctor, and to the nurse Shar. I was standing, putting all my weight on one leg.
Okay. After one treatment?
After one treatment.
And after the second treatment, I told you to bend both knees and put weight on the bad knee, and you were able to do it.
And you said, you're going to see that your right knee, which was the bad knee, is going to be stronger than your good knee.
That's what I told you before the second treatment.
Yes, and I thought, yeah, well, we'll see. Well, it was. I didn't even do it then, and I thought, I can't believe it. This is what a knee's supposed to feel like.
Right.
You better tell the listener that I did not promise you any lunch for doing that.
No, this is the truth. I want to just add one more thing to this to tell you, just so the listeners know how wonderful you are.
Yeah, thank you.
Last night, a friend of mine wanted me to go over to Fashion Island with him.
Yes.
That's where he wanted to shop. And I said, no, I can't. Why not? You know, my knee, I can't. Well, I thought your knee was a lot better. I said, well, it is, but, you know, I'd be pushing it going to Fashion Island. And then I thought, well, let me just try this.
That was an insult on me. You didn't believe me.
No, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, I am so sorry. No, not an insult on you.
Yes.
No, I'm so sorry.
Okay, what happened then?
I went to Fashion Island. I walked all over that place.
You see?
And my friend said, well, how's your knee? My knee's fine. And then, it was close to 9 o'clock. How's
your
knee doing? My knee's fine. I said, I can't believe you. I said, if I had not gone to Dr. Tong, and here I'd only gone 2 times, I said, there is no way I could have done this.
See,
I would have been sitting in the car the whole time.
Let me tell you, your surgery actually made my job more difficult because of the scar and inflammation and the damage to the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who are considering surgery anywhere,
yes,
give me a little try for 1 or 2
yes
times.
Dr. Tong first.
Yeah, not a whole bunch, just a couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is just after 2 treatments.
This is amazing.
And one additional thing, this morning when I got up, my knee's fine.
Yes.
It's fine.
It will cure as long as you stop those junk food that I told you.
Yes, I have, the sugar, caffeine, and the white starch is out.
Yes.
For you, Emily, this is so incredible.
I'm thrilled. You know what? This is just unbelievable.
Well, we're going to have you back on the show again then soon.
I would be more than happy to.
Well, thanks a lot for
my pleasure.
Let me ask you one question important. Do you think we're curing your problem?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm in heaven. Because you know what? If I hadn't gone to you, Dr. Tong, I guarantee right now I would still have that knee brace on and I'd be hobbling around on a crutch.
That's right. That's one problem. And your lung infection was cured.
Oh, that was cured and never came back.
Yes.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andrew, have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Anne-Marie talking to us. She's been to Dr. Tong about 4.5 years ago for a lung infection that she had for 1.5 years, which was cured after 2 to 3 months with Dr. Tong's treatment. Now she's back for knee pain after having surgery in April. She's doing much better, as you just heard. Give us a call for an appointment, 714-556-8664.
Okay, we have a third guest, and I'll let him explain his story. He's only been with me one time. Hello.
Hello.
Javi, how are you?
Welcome to our show.
Sure. I'm fine, thank you. Much, much better.
Great. Can you tell us what you do and where you're from?
Well, I'm from Woodland Hills,
mm-hmm,
California. And what I do currently,
yes,
I'm recovering from hip surgery.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I had in March, I had a surgery, cervical spine surgery.
Yes.
In 1997, and I've had a whole lot of associated pains and discomforts, difficulty walking. I think it's called, what is it, radiculopathy?
Mm-hmm.
Tough one.
That's a ridiculous name.
But it's one of those long names that they give to to the problems that we have.
By the way, that means that shooting pain down from the shoulder to the arm or from the hip to the leg, whatever, you know, means that nerve pain shooting down the extremity.
Yes.
Yeah, radiculopathy.
So you had hip surgery in March of this year?
Correct. I had my hip replaced.
Oh, replaced.
So it was the second hip surgery.
Yes.
They replaced it with titanium.
Oh. And so after the surgery, you still had a lot of problems, right?
Oh, yes. Many problems, particularly with respect to my neck. Even though I have titanium plating in my neck, I had cervical decompression. I had three discs removed.
Mm.
I still had a great deal of problem, numbness, tingling in my pinky and in the next finger, pain going down the front side of my neck, the back side to my shoulder, my rhomboids.
Yes.
And difficulty turning my head, which doesn't make performing day-to-day tasks, particularly driving, easy.
Yes. How did you find out about us?
Well, by a stroke of luck.
Yes.
I was actually testifying in court regarding a DUI case.
Mm-hmm.
I came in contact with the toxicologist who was also testifying in court.
Mm-hmm.
He began to speak outside the courtroom, and I had told him, you know, about my recent surgery. He referred me to you and told me that although he was never a believer, he is now a believer. His wife was cured by you, and he insisted if I do nothing else, I must come see you.
Really?
So
I called. I made an appointment. Yeah. I waited my turn.
Yes.
And I came to see you.
Yes. What happened after your treatment?
Well, doctor, I haven't had a chance to speak with you, but for the past 4 years, I have graduated from Vicodin to OxyContin to neurological drugs, Ronin, none of which I do well on. Since seeing you, doctor, I've taken none of those drugs.
Hey,
After one treatment.
I told you to drop them all.
80% of the problem has dissipated.
Yes.
A little bit of there. You know, I need your attention once again.
I told you to come back yesterday one more time and you'll be almost completely pain-free this weekend.
I set the appointment for Wednesday.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, good thing you're not on the OxyContin and all those psychotropic drugs.
Yeah,
those are pain drugs, I mean.
The maker was being sued by 13 lawsuits all over the country because people die from addiction from this drug.
Yeah. People are even, like, trying to steal it from them.
Yeah, the three robberies.
I read
yes,
an article, I believe it was in Time or Newsweek magazine, about Vicodin and OxyContin, and believe me, that did not make comfortable that I was on both of those drugs.
Yes.
Well, Harvey, it sounds like you're on the road to recover. Only one treatment, doing so much better.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you, Harvey.
We're going to have you on again soon, then.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, Dr. Tom, that was a pretty full show today. Do you have any...
Yes.
Words of wisdom?
Well, we have a lot to talk about the stem cell research. The most important thing, one of the most important things we did not touch on is when did life begin?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Actually, I want the listener to know that Elaine will be going to medical school next week. Congratulations to her.
Thank you.
She, whenever she has time, she will come back and co-host the show. And anyway, Elaine.
Join us next time at the same time. Have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBRIGHT, AM 740.
You're going to save on your energy bills or I'll pay the difference myself. I'm Dave Allen, president of Thermo King. When I started this business 5.5 years ago, one of the things I learned very quickly is that you don't grow unless you make your customers happy. That's why I'm willing to guarantee that my windows will...